This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is on vacation. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, Vice President Dick Cheney campaigns in Ohio, where he's expected to deliver an upbeat assessment of the American economy. He's traveling in a state that Republicans count on in presidential elections and that President Bush carried in the year 2000. This year, Democrat John Kerry is also putting energy into Ohio, and NPR's Scott Horsley followed Kerry to the state this week.
John Kerry jokes that if he spends much more time in Ohio, he'll make the waiting list for Ohio State football tickets. The Buckeye State is one of the big political prizes up for grabs in November. As Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman told a crowd at a fundraiser yesterday, that puts his constituents in a powerful position.
Columbus is now ground zero, the epicenter of presidential politics in this country.
Political shockwaves can be felt in Cincinnati, Cleveland, Toledo, and elsewhere in Ohio. Kerry's campaign has assembled a statewide field organization, though some of the organizers are so new they still have Washington, D.C. area cell phone numbers. Kerry himself has spent 11 days since the primary campaigning in Ohio. His message this week was aimed at middle-class voters who feel squeezed by stagnant incomes and rising bills.
I believe in building up our great middle class. I believe in respecting work and honoring the values of this country and lifting up people in tough times. And I am running for president because I want an economy that strengthens and broadens the middle class, not squeezes it.
The Bush campaign criticized Kerry for using contrived statistics and talking down the economy. As Kerry called for expanded federal funding of after-school programs, the Bush campaign manager argued that American families need more power, not more decisions made in Washington. The tug of war for Ohio voters is clearly visible on the state's television screens. By one estimate, the typical Columbus viewer will be bombarded with at least 3,000 campaign ads in the 4 months ending in June. Candidates are also selling themselves in more personal ways, as Kerry tried to do at an outdoor rally Tuesday night in the Columbus neighborhood of Hilltop. Campaign aides had picked the area because it's full of working-class independent voters, many of whom stood on tidy front porch steps as Kerry approached in his motorcade. Hundreds of people gathered to hear from the candidate in Westgate Park. Most stuck around, even as the day's off-and-on rain turned to a steady downpour.
Thank you, brave and courageous, impermeable Ohioans who cannot get wet no matter how strong it rains.
Kerry spoke for about 30 minutes with neither hat nor umbrella. By the time he finished, his shirt was soaked, and even his hair had lost some of its perfect shape. Electrician Skip Tieford was won over.
About time we have somebody that stood up for the American people. I'm working class, so we need somebody that's on our side.
For Jan Baker, Kerry's appearance in the park put to rest any concern that he might lack the communication skills needed in a president.
A lot of people who I've talked to have wondered about that, but he just did a great job. I'm 81 years old. This is the first time I have ever done anything political in my whole life.
Anna Herbert left the park still undecided about Kerry. Even so, she said it was worth getting wet to hear the candidate in person.
I mean, I like his speech, but need a little more facts, a little more figures put in behind that. It's easy to say a lot of things, but kind of have a way to pay for a lot of that stuff, too. And that's true on both sides.
Other area residents were openly hostile. One group stood across the street from the park in front of a large Bush-Cheney banner and blasted their stereo with a theme song from Flipper. The rain finally let up about the time Kerry finished speaking, and the residents of Hilltop were a little closer to casting decisive votes for Ohio and maybe for the whole country. Scott Horsley, NPR News.